AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A Christian rescue mission served turkey with all the trimmings today to thousands of poor families in Washington, D.C.
Pastor William Spence is a chaplain at Washington's Central Union Mission, which mainly serves homeless men.
But on days like this, we open up to families to come in who may be struggling and in need of some joy and some encouragement.
The mission has chapel services, but they're not mandatory.
You don't have to stay here to listen to our message at all. We just care about meeting your needs.
With hundreds of volunteers serving Thanksgiving meals that include food donated by some of the city's best restaurants and markets. Steve Coleman, Washington.
Today is not only a day for turkey, but also football and a parade. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade came off in New York City without a hitch.
There were 16 giant balloons, including some oldies but goodies like Charlie Brown, joining some newbies like trolls, and all the kids seemed to have a favorite.
I like the Pikachu balloon a lot.
The elves, that evil wimpy kid, the dinosaur.
My favorite balloon was Elf on the Shelf.
My favorite balloon was the trolls.
Hello Kitty.
My favorite one was a SpongeBob with the Santa Claus hat and the one with the Angry Birds.
At the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, I'm Julie Walker.
The Detroit Lions beat the Minnesota Vikings 16-13 to take sole possession of the NFC North. The Dallas Cowboys lead the Washington Redskins 17-12 in the second half and are now threatening inside the red zone. U.S. officials say an American service member died in northern Syria from wounds he suffered in a blast from an IED, an improvised explosive device. U.S. troops are part of a multinational effort put together to fight the Islamic State group in the region. This is AP Radio News. Service members are sending holiday greetings to their families today on Thanksgiving. Michael Fisher, a soldier from Florida, is serving in Afghanistan.
Being here, I mean, just being with all the new people that, you know, you have all the camaraderie with, you know, being able to be here with training and advising with the Afghans coming here even for dinner tonight. You know, I think it's such a great next opportunity outside of being with your family on this holiday.
Tuan Vu, another soldier in Afghanistan, is also sending a Thanksgiving message to his family in Florida.
I'm safe and well. I wish all my family members a happy Thanksgiving and a happy holidays. I'll see them soon.
Before President Obama sat down for his final Thanksgiving meal at the White House, he telephoned 9 service members deployed overseas. President-elect Donald Trump is spending Thanksgiving with his family at their Florida estate. And Dallas has just scored again against the Washington Redskins, the score 24-12. I'm Ross Simpson.